Well, to talk about D.H. Lawrence the Dramatist, I'm joined by Jack Gamble, director of that production, and by Dr. Catherine Brown, an expert on the writer who teaches at the New College of the Humanities. Jack, first, why did you want to stage The Daughter-in-Law?
I stumbled across this play maybe about 18 months ago and was just immediately so taken by it and with it. I thought it was an amazing play, a really gripping play. The plot completely gripped me all the way through when I first read it. But I was also really struck by the humanity of it, the warmth of it in terms of how Lawrence writes characters on stage, and the heat of it as well, actually, the passions that he writes in those characters too. He wrote the play in 1913 in the immediate aftermath, as you said, of this huge national political event, the coal miner strike of 1912, where over a million miners went on strike. And he has written in The Daughter-in-Law a play about that. But what's amazing is that he hasn't focused on the political processes or anything like that. He's focused on people and on families and relationships, and shown how a period of political instability and economic inequality, quite like our own maybe, actually affects and infects relationships.
Catherine, Michael Billington, as we mentioned, said this is the most important play perhaps about working class life in British drama. That's quite a claim. Is it a reasonable one?
I don't know all the British plays about the working classes. I think it's a very important play, and I agree entirely with Jack that there is something timely about putting on in London, perhaps importantly in London, a play about the working classes in the regions, the white working classes, the classes perhaps that particularly asserted their voice in the Brexit vote. I've recently been in Nottinghamshire. I'm very well aware of the political climate at the moment. I don't know if that was part of your thinking as well, Jack. There's also been a move, culturally speaking, a large-scale one over the last few decades, I think, away from a concern with the regions, perhaps in the BBC. Perhaps accents like ours are more common amongst the commentariat, amongst actors even, who have to learn Eastwood accents before they can reproduce them on the stage. Well, and this is a movement against that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the accents specifically very shortly. But Minnie's a governess who's married down by marrying a miner, and she has her own money from an inheritance, which is the kind of heart of the tension in this marriage. Jack, what did you and the cast, well, I think it's fair to say, you know, all relatively young, you know, the kind of the core of it, what did you make of this? It's actually quite a modern dilemma, isn't it, about whose money is your money and whose money is our money?
Absolutely. I mean, you talked earlier in the programme about it being a play about class. I think it's actually much more powerfully a play about money in the sense that they all come from the same town, Eastwood, where Lawrence himself was from.
Segment 1. Well, to talk about D.H. Lawrence the Dramatist, I'm joined by Jack Gamble, director of that production, and by Dr. Catherine Brown, an expert on the writer who teaches at the New College of the Humanities. Jack, first, why did you want to stage The Daughter-in-Law?
I stumbled across this play maybe about 18 months ago and was just immediately so taken by it and with it. I thought it was an amazing play, a really gripping play. The plot completely gripped me all the way through when I first read it. But I was also really struck by the humanity of it, the warmth of it in terms of how Lawrence writes characters on stage, and the heat of it as well, actually, the passions that he writes in those characters too.
Segment 2.
He wrote the play in 1913 in the immediate aftermath, as you said, of this huge national political event, the coal miner strike of 1912, where over a million miners went on strike. And he has written in The Daughter-in-Law a play about that. But what's amazing is that he hasn't focused on the political processes or anything like that. He's focused on people and on families and relationships, and shown how a period of political instability and economic inequality, quite like our own maybe, actually affects and infects relationships.
Catherine, Michael Billington, as we mentioned, said this is the most important play, perhaps, about working class life in British drama. That's quite a claim. Is it a reasonable one?
Segment 3.
I don't know all the British plays about the working classes. I think it's a very important play, and I agree entirely with Jack that there is something timely about putting on in London, perhaps importantly in London, a play about the working classes in the regions, the white working classes, the classes perhaps that particularly asserted their voice in the Brexit vote. I've recently been in Nottinghamshire. I'm very well aware of the political climate at the moment. I don't know if that was part of your thinking as well, Jack.
Segment 4.
There's also been a move, culturally speaking, a large-scale one over the last few decades, I think, away from a concern with the regions, perhaps, in the BBC. Perhaps accents like ours are more common amongst the commentariat, amongst actors even, who have to learn Eastwood accents before they can reproduce them on the stage. Well, and this is a movement against that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the accents specifically very shortly. But Minnie's a governess who's married down by marrying a minor, and she has her own money from an inheritance, which is the kind of heart of the tension in this marriage. Jack, what did you and the cast, well, I think it's fair to say, you know, all relatively young, you know, the kind of the core of it, what did you make of this? It's actually quite a modern dilemma, isn't it, about whose money is your money and whose money is our money?
Absolutely. I mean, you talked earlier in the programme about it being a play about class. I think it's actually much more powerfully a play about money, in the sense that they all come from the same town, Eastwood, where Lawrence himself was from.